Hey everybody, how's it going? This is a new feature kind of section we're going, which is just pretty simple. We sit down and we talk to all the friends that come on the show. I should start it off because I realize that a lot of you guys don't know anything about me or Ashley either. I'm from Seattle, Washington. I grew up in Seattle in the rainy cold, and I moved to LA like 3 years ago to pursue acting, music, and all that good stuff.
I'm from Austin, Texas. I moved to LA to pursue my career as a TV personality, so I'm halfway there.
Yeah. Cooking food's happening.
I have so much long more to go, okay? I'm just tooting my own horn.
I live in the Bay Area.
Nice.
San Francisco, yeah.
Is that where you were born and raised?
Raised about an hour northeast of the city, a little town called Fairfield.
Oh.
It's pretty glamorous.
Is that close to like wine country? Is that that glamorous?
Yeah, it's pretty close to Napa, yeah.
How many weekends did you spend going to Napa in your adult life, would you say?
Zero.
Zero?
What?
I was there a lot for like sports things when I was younger.
Oh,
so okay. It lost its, I don't know.
Its appeal, it's sort of.
Also, it's expensive to go do those things.
Yeah, it's true, it's true.
I'm not really in the right bracket. I'm not the target demographic right now.
What sports were you playing? Soccer? Or?
I played everything.
Nice.
I played a lot of basketball and soccer.
I'm not a sporty guy. You can probably tell. I wimp out when it comes to anything with
you
the ball.
You look pretty tough.
Really?
Yeah, I'm so tough, guys. Making fictional foods. <out there. laughs> you were a cheerleader for a bit, too, and you
yeah.
were on camera, too.
I was a cheerleader in the first season of Friday Night Lights.
Oh, my God. It's one of my favorite shows.
I was a cheerleader my whole life, so...
So you knew
that's
what you were
really
doing.
That's not really glamorous or cool, but actual cheerleading is amazing. There you just kind of stand around in a cheerleading uniform, which is cool, but not as cool as the real deal.
Not as the real deal.
I definitely had two knee surgeries.
Oof. What?
Based on, well, cheerleading, and I played softball, so.
Oh, okay.
The combination of those two
really
intense sports caused me two knee surgeries, guys.
Seeing how high they, like, fling people in the air for, like, the competitions they have in
and, like,
too?
Flipping, and, like, it's so fun. Like, sometimes I really miss that. Like, do you guys ever, like, you guys too, but do you ever, like, think about something that was a really important part of your life that you miss, but it's, like, it's, like, not a part of your life at all anymore?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so cheerleading for me was, like, my life for, like, many, many years, like, 10 to 15 years. Like, that's all I did all day, every day and stuff, so now that that's not in my life anymore, sometimes, like, I wish I could, like, go back and take, like, another gymnastics class
right.
or, like,
get
thrown up in the air a couple more times, you know, because you're just so used to this kind of stuff.
That's awesome.
But as you become adult, there's no adequate substitute.
I know.
That's true.
No, I do. I don't know, I'm serious.
This may be a weird compliment, but you have a very soothing voice.
Thank you.
And I think it's very well suited for hosting and also especially your show, because
thanks.
It's like that compared with the music, and it's like a beautifully lit, just very well shot show. I'm just like, I want to make that.
Yeah, I have a really low voice. That's actually, like, in the first few videos, that's all anybody commented about. Everyone thinks I sound like a man. But
what?
I'm not, I don't know about that.
I just don't think they
low.
Know what a real woman sounds like.
Okay! Yeah, no, but I've never been self-conscious about it, so it was like the perfect thing for people to criticize me about.
What's your Instagram filled with? Because I've seen it, just for the people out there who
don't. Yeah!
My Instagram is me holding a lot of fruit and vegetables in front of my face.
But what else?
And making like necklaces and stuff out of produce. I spend an embarrassing amount of time putting those things together.
Oh, so fun!
When I'm freaking out, basically, it's like my little therapy thing,
because
I'm like, I'm just gonna go do that, like try to make some sort of jewelry out of something in my on my kitchen table right now. It used to be just my friends thinking I was a weirdo.
No.
And now it's lots of people thinking I'm a weirdo.
No, it's so awesome.
Double tapping that picture.
Hey, and it's a lot of people who think you're awesome.
I have been very close to walking out the door with them. I'll forget I have them on. I had like a mushroom necklace on the other day.
Now, you used to sell stuff at the farmer's market, right?
I had a business. Have a business called Side Saddle Kitchen. That's where I started out with the raw vegan nagra. I sort of started telling you this earlier, but that's where I started out with that because people came for the pork banh mi sandwiches and for like meaty stuff. So I felt like I had to rep the vegan thing.
Right.
But do it in a lighthearted way. The feedback was awesome and it was like market research every month.
What was one of the like most popular vegan entrees you made that people were like coming back for?
Yeah, I did almost all desserts.
Cool.
That was like my specialty, I guess. But I did start doing kale chips at one point, and people like freaked out about it. I thought people were gonna like turn up their noses at it, but People were all about the kale chip.
And it's just all different flavor ones.
Yeah.
Like, did you start the kale chip phenomenon? Was that you?
I don't know if I can say that. Yes, I did.
Perfect.
Did. Yeah.
Can you guys believe?
We're here today with the star.
The inventor of kale chips.
Yeah.
Like, how did you learn how to make all this stuff?
I didn't start doing raw stuff, though, until maybe 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I was just buying cookbooks and obsessing over them and making stuff.
But I feel like people have been cooking like this for the longest time, because if you didn't have access to a fire or an oven and you need to figure out how to make something, you would have had to have essentially make something raw.
Nuts and berries.
Yeah, nuts and berries, straight up. Straight up, OG humans right there.
OG humans, I think they're called cavemen. Yeah.
I mean, obviously, there are huge health benefits to cutting out preservatives and just all sorts of processed foods and stuff. I mean, what are the big things that really keep you going, that make you every day be like, you know, this is necessary for my body because of so and so?
This type of food just makes me feel a lot better, to be perfectly honest. Like, that's what got me into it in the first place. I wanted to feel better. I try not to talk about the things that aren't in the food because, you know, not everybody, it's not gonna work for everybody to be like completely raw and vegan. The idea is just to incorporate more of these like nutrient dense foods in a way that is actually appetizing.
Do you have like a nutritionist or someone that you see as well to talk like the, to get more of the sciencey side of things?
No, I do a lot of research of my own. I've like can really nerd out on.
Well, that's great. I mean, if there's any time to get a lot of literature on it, it's like now's the day and time to.
Exactly. And that's exactly right. Even 5 years ago when I was getting into raw food, there were, you know, a handful of restaurants, and now there's so much.
So many. It's stuff that is imitation meat that they make to look like meat and to taste like meat, but it's not. I almost feel like that kind of defeats the purpose of why it even exists.
You're asking why anybody who doesn't want to eat meat would want to eat something that looks
like meat. Well, I'm just wondering, because for me, it's always kind of confusing.
People have such emotional connections to food. You still have these, like, I grew up eating a BLT with, you know, for lunch every day. I want something that's like that.
Veggie Grill is like the transitional restaurant, like for the people that are like.
Exactly. There are different levels too.
That are wanting to be more vegetarian or vegan, and they can still do that there. I had a conversation with a guy once who is a vegetarian, and I was like, oh my gosh, have you ever been to Veggie Grill? Like, it's so good. And I started describing what I love, which is this like buffalo chicken salad. I was like, oh dude, like I thought I was doing him a favor. I'm like,
I'm gonna hook you up.
I'm like, you're a vegetarian? You've never heard of Veggie Grill? And he looks at me and he's like, actually I'm a vegetarian because I don't like chicken, but thanks for the suggestion. I was like, oh.
Wait, that's just what he said?
Pretty much is what he was like, basically like, well, I don't eat.
Did he say it that sassy?
Kind of. It was like,
he's not on my team.
I feel like right now in America, you grow up and like you're used to eating meat, even though if you go back in time, humans, the amount of meat that was in our diets really wasn't as much as it is now. You know, right now, like we're having giant steak dinners, or whenever you go to a fast food restaurant, which is so common for kids and stuff, you're always eating something with some kind of meat in it. So I feel like I'm really glad that there's more awareness. I hope like your show brings a lot more, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, I'm so excited that we had some vegan training on our show too, because we could sure use it.
Sounds like you already know a lot about Veggie Grill.
Well.
Our expertise.
Well, that's about
it. You got it covered, I think.
Our expertise.
That's
about
not much
veggie.
More than I know.
Isn't Veggie Grill kind of like vegetarian fast food though?
Yeah.
Like, it's probably on, like, the lowest rung of vegetarian healthiness.
I've only been there, like, once. I don't know.
Really? Yeah. Well, you should go back.
I'm going
buffalo
later.
Chicken buffalo chicken salad is so good.
We're all going to just shut you down. It's like, actually, I don't like Veggie Grill.
Actually, I don't like things like chicken.
Yeah. Well, I'll go eat Veggie Grill in the corner. And if I have ranch all over my face, don't bother me.
Anyway, thank you guys so much for watching, and thank you, Laura, for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Make sure you check out her show, Raw Vegan Not Gross. It's on tastemade.com. And youtube.com/tastemade. It's all there. We guested on each other's shows. That was great.
We made movie snacks.
And we made
some
new Lembas bread version dose. and until next time, thank you guys for watching. Let us know what you guys think in the comments below. I'll read them. I don't know if anyone else will, but I'll read them all.
He just won't respond to them.
I just won't respond to them.
So, I don't know.
I'll read them and promptly forget them and go to Veggie Grill to eat away all my sadness from the comments.
Can I get two?
Absolutely.
This is the best advertisement for Veggie Grill.
Veggie Grill better give us a sponsor.
They're a sponsor piece of fiction. We're here. All right, guys. Thank you so much. We'll see you next time.
Thanks.
We'll be right back.